You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, the first ever floating hotel in outer space. Plans to be operational by 2027. Would you stay there?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Only if the swimming pool is indoors. I mean, if this thing is floating in space and you go outdoors, you fall out. I mean, I don't want that. Got to be an indoor pool.
You know
pool.
What? This is like the Jetsons. I mean, we watched the Jetsons growing up, right?
Yeah.
And we thought we'd have jetpacks and stuff by, 2005. I'm sorry. We're 15 plus years removed. I got no jetpack. I don't believe any of this junk, and I know you don't either.
You should get a jetpack. To me, the hotel, the only thing that matters really is the buffet. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Zion is running point, the Hawks have a new coach, and the Toronto Maple Leafs are the best team in hockey. But we begin today with your Big Ten conference, Wilbon,
yep.
And a pure conjecture story. Michigan hosts Illinois tonight. Illinois is the number four team in the country. Michigan is number two. If Michigan beats Illinois and adds them to recent victories over top 10 teams, Ohio State and Iowa, would you then make Michigan the overall number one seed in the NCAA tournament?
Tony, I'd have to see the game. I want to know the tenor of the game. I want to know the score of the game, the back and forth of the game. Does Michigan have control and look like an overall number one seed, or does Illinois win the game? But you said if Michigan wins. Here's my problem, yeah. Tony, and I know the Michigan strength of schedule is a hell of a lot better than the Gonzaga strength of schedule. I get that, and that's to me, that's one of the few tiebreakers I trust. I don't trust a lot of the other metrics. So I might be willing, but I think I'd hold Gonzaga there. I've got to see this, and as you know, I think Illinois is going to win the game, which would render your position moot.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
I. It's just too much in the air until we see the game.
Let me go to the strength of schedule because it is the biggest case to make Michigan number one.
Yes,
Michigan is now 16 in the entire country. Gonzaga is 105.
Yeah.
Baylor is 99, which surprised me because the Big 12, they got Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, Texas Tech, West Virginia, Kansas. So I was surprised at how Baylor's was 99. But let's get to the point to make in the question here. I would not make Michigan number one. I believe Gonzaga has earned that to this point.
Yeah.
Gonzaga went out. They beat Iowa. They beat West Virginia. They beat Virginia by 23, which never happens.
That was
early. Put 102 points on Kansas, and they beat Kansas. Now, they're in a weaker conference, so they can't go big game hunting like Michigan can do now, but they did it in November and December. To me, if they go in undefeated, they've got to be the overall number one. But Michigan looks to be very, very close if they beat Illinois.
They're very close. And you got four number one, so we don't have to stress this as much. And the other thing is this, Tony, just because somebody tells you the strength of schedule is better, doesn't mean you have to believe it's better. Now, there are years where you and I might have argued this vehemently when we actually watched college basketball like we have over the past 50 years, but we didn't do that this year. And so we got to take somebody's word for strength of schedule. But again, this Michigan-Illinois game would go a long way toward, I don't know, making me feel better about the number one seeds, the four of them.
Yeah, I will just tell you this, that this is the year where if you told me that a number four seed or a five seed or a six seed would win the whole thing.
Yeah. You
this
wouldn't be
year,
stunned. You wouldn't
I would
be stunned.
I would accept the logic of that because I the season has been so up and down and pockmarked with teams not playing.
That's called we don't know. Now
that's right, we don't know.
The Atlanta Hawks take the floor in less than 2 hours, Tony, under new coach Nate McMillan, a familiar name. The team fired Lloyd Pierce yesterday after going 14-20 to start a season that management has expected should lead to the playoffs. Pierce has been a leader in the league's racial justice efforts. Rick Carlisle called the move insane, and Greg Popovich said Pierce, quote, is the kind of guy you can build a culture around, close quote. But The Athletic reports that Pierce has strained relationships with many players, starting with his stars. Tone, do you see this firing as justified?
Well, before I read all the stories about it, I did not. I mean, I felt that they had brought in talent, Dino Gallinari, and Bogdan Bogdanovich and Rajon Rondo, and I thought, okay, they should be better. But they've played one game together. One game. So I don't know how you call the coach responsible for that and get rid of the coach. That's hard for me to understand. The other part of this, the reporting is, you know, if he doesn't get along with his stars, if according to The Athletic, a lot of players on that team looked at him and said he takes no responsibility when we have losses. So we're not there. You know, we don't really know. There appears to be another side. My initial reaction, Mike, was, no, you just can't fire this guy. Who is Atlanta to assume the playoffs well, and fire this guy?
Let's start
right?
there, okay? Actually, we can start with this being a very common NBA story with the stars, in this case, Trae Young, John Collins, and Cam Reddish. Only one of those is actually really a star, Trae Young. But these are the three best players, and these are promising players. And they're not on the same page, as we like to say, with the head coach. That ain't news in the NBA. That often happens when teams are losing. But, Tony, the notion that they think, management thinks they should make the playoffs because they brought in, okay, Rondo is the only legit guy you look at and say, he's going to help me get to the playoffs. Gallinari, I'm sorry, he's missed 10 games, and he's a defensive target. Chris Dunn has played no games. Solomon Hill, Bogdanovich, who's a player, has missed 25 games, Tony. So the notion that, and by the way, Atlanta's not 15 games out of this. They're in the mix with five or six other teams. They could be looking at not only the 9 or 8, 9 or 10 spot to get you in the play-in, but maybe even the 7 or 8. But they bailed on this already. Now, I mean, yeah. What Popovich is talking about and what Carlisle are talking about is this, the man, all right, with Lloyd Pierce, who everybody, meaning in his profession, his peers, seem to have great respect for. The question is, does this go to the players? And does this go to upper-level management? I don't understand why they think they ought to be fast-tracked. Atlanta's always struggling to get anywhere near the playoffs, and the Eastern Conference, as we discussed yesterday, is better. So I don't think it's justified. No. Could you at least give them the rest of the season? This is not something you have to do now because the Atlanta Hawks are somehow going to just fly into the playoffs.
Let me give you two things. A, there may be lingering resentment over the fact that the Hawks drafted Luka Doncic at number 3 and immediately traded him for number 5, Trae Young. Trae Young is an all-star and a promising player. Luka Doncic is an MVP potentially.
That's right.
There's a
Not
difference
Pierce's
there.
Fault that
and the
that
second
was
thing is, they've got Nate McMillan sitting on the bench. He was unjustly fired last year out of Indiana. He is a playoff making coach.
Yeah, he is.
So maybe they figure, go to him right away and they grease the skids on this other guy. We move now to hockey, where this year there are 4 divisions divided by geography and they only play themselves. The Canadian division has the best team in hockey right now. And here's the surprise. It's the Toronto Maple Leafs, an Original Six team that hasn't won the Stanley Cup since 1967, and that's the longest drought in hockey. Wilbon, do we know how good the Maple Leafs are if they only play other Canadian teams?
No. We don't know how good any of them are because they are understandably and justifiably stuck in these divisions, which are designed, all right, to fight the spread of coronavirus. We know how the NHL did this, why the NHL did this, and also with the Canadian teams, they're more stuck than the others because they can't just up and fly to the United States to play all these teams they're accustomed to playing. And no, we don't know because they don't play the Bruins and they don't play the Rangers and they don't play, you know, some of these are real rivalries, Tone, but we don't know. It's nobody's fault. I'm not sure we're going to know about the other division leaders and teams that make the playoffs as well. Even in the playoffs, we're not going to know what is this representative of? What does it tell us about the league overall? It may never, not this season.
So let me get to some of the numbers with Toronto because I think they're important. They're 17-4-3. They're 6 points clear of the second most point team out there, which is Florida. In fact, 2, 3, and 4 are Florida, Tampa Bay, and Carolina. Not original six teams, right? Not even in the first expansion. Toronto just shut out Edmonton 2 in a row. Edmonton's the second highest scoring team in the league. They shut them out 2 in a row. First highest scoring team is Toronto. So Toronto appears to be legitimate. But to your point, when the playoffs come around, you're going to stay within your division till they get to the Final Four. Now, I want you to tell me, how do you seed the Final Four? How do you know who to bet on if none of these teams has ever played outside their little bubble?
Yeah.
How do you know?
It's too bad, right? Tony. And you know, you just watch the same games over and over. Like, so I'm watching the Blackhawks and Red Wings a couple nights ago, and it said at the start of the telecast, it is said the sixth of 8 meetings. This is old school, right? I mean, this is when you had in the NBA and the NHL so few teams, they seemed like they played each other 15 times.
Yeah.
Probably was back then.
Yeah.
So, again, it is no one's fault. It is what the league is stuck with. But how do you know?
So I'm going to root for an original six team. I always do. And I think the Toronto jerseys are so beautiful.
I'm rooting for Toronto. I am.
You know, I'm going to root for them, but,
yeah,
but we don't know.
We don't.
It's like college basketball. We don't know. Let's take a break. Coming up, James Harden has been great running point for the Nets. But is Zion Williamson doing something even more impressive?
And who was more impressive when Melo faced Melo last night? I watched that, Tone. I watched it.
So the Athletic reporting pushed me a little bit to the other side. It seems solid in Atlanta. It did.
I mean, the reporting's great. But I'm sorry. Don't tell me the Atlanta Hawks have to make the damn playoffs. I ain't buying that.
No.
Management
who are they
may
to
buy
consider
that.
Themselves
I ain't
that
buying
good.
That. Please.
I mean, they stink.
Come on.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
It's time for toss up. Two men enter and one man leaves claiming victory despite shaky empirical evidence. What's first?
Toss up, more of a revelation running point. James Harden or Zion Williamson?
Okay, so the backbone of this question is that New Orleans has started to run everything through Zion Williamson, and they are a better team with him having a lot of touches. They score a lot more in the paint. They're a more efficient team. They beat Utah last night. Zion had 26 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists. Don't get lost in the fact that it's only 5 assists. It's how much better the team is playing. Since February 1st, they've gone from 16 turnovers a game to 12, Mike. They've gone from 47% shooting, which was number 11 in the league, to 50%, which is number 2 in the league. And they've gone from 16th in offensive ranking to 1st. So this is a lot of this is Zion. But in terms of the question, the answer is James Harden.
Yes, it
okay? is. Okay? James Harden is the revelation. James Harden last night went 14 and 15. He's the MVP of the league. I love Zion Williamson. Yeah. James Harden's the answer.
Tony, the Zion thing is nice. It's a small sample size. It's smart to play that way. Go against something. Find something your opponents can't solve. And that's what New Orleans did, particularly against Utah last night, where they said, to hell with the three. We are going to attack the rim like a 1960s team with a lot of power and a lot of skill. And that's great. And that's going to be scouted, and that's going to be taken away. And then they'll have to do something else. Zion's not a point anything. Zion's great, all right? He's a forward, and he can impose his will on a game. But James Harden and what he's doing, look, you know I have said to you, Tony, the MVP is LeBron. Tony, the MVP is LeBron. I've said it over and over to you.
It's James Harden.
And now I realize that Harden, he's right there. One half step behind LeBron.
No, he's half no, step. No, no, no. He's half actually step. He's three great. Steps ahead at the moment.
Hell of a point guard. He's
toss
playing
up.
This season.
More impressive last night, Melo or Melo?
Okay, so let's understand who we're talking about. One is Carmelo Anthony. One is LaMelo Ball. Carmelo Anthony plays for Portland. LaMelo Ball plays for Charlotte. Portland won the game last night. Let's go to Carmelo first. 29 points, the most he's had all year. 6 for 10 from three, which is really good, and 5 steals, which you don't expect, and +6 while he's on the court. Now, LaMelo Ball, he goes 30 points, 8 assists, 4 steals, and 5 of 7 from three. Slightly better numbers, but, and there's always a but, he's minus 18 when he's on the floor. So the correct answer to this is Carmelo Anthony is more impressive.
Yes.
Plus, he's 36 years old, which is old in the NBA. Not everybody is LeBron. 36 is old in the NBA. The answer is Carmelo Anthony.
Yes, the answer is Carmelo Anthony. But, Tony, I certainly had to eat crow in my household where 12-year-olds with a smart mouth kept saying, Dad, you're wrong on draft night. You're wrong. You're wrong. Melo Ball is going to be the real deal. And now I have to come around because I'm watching this kid every night because I get forced to. And now I want to because he is tremendous. I think he's the youngest player in NBA history to have a triple-double. And he's playing with Hayward, although Hayward didn't play the last couple of games, Monk, P.J. Washington, and Miles Bridges. And there's a young nucleus except for Hayward and Tony. They are good, and they are exciting, and they are a big guy away. And I don't mean, I'm not saying like Shaq or Wilt. I'm saying but a big serviceable player away from being a playoff team. And Melo Ball, he can dish it. It seems to me, Tony, he's like sort of a young Penny Hardaway in that he's got the length. He does everything. He don't play any D, which is why he's got that minus rating. He just sort of waves him to the basket. He'll get there. But he is a tremendous, creative, offensive star. But the answer for last night, Carmelo.
The great hire in Charlotte is Mitch Kupchak as GM. It's a great
good
hire.
Point.
That's
good
it.
Good point.
I win. Let's take one last break, but still to come, we will ask Bulls fan Michael Ray Wilbon what it felt like watching Nikola Jokic eat up his team.
I think he had 39. Could have been 59. Will LeBron and the Lakers keep things rolling against my Suns tonight? That's a point.
That's your team. That's another one of your hometown teams.
I only got
teams.
Two. I got two.
2 years away from being two
yeah.
years
How's
away.
How's that working for you, that slogan? How's that going this year?
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time. People, happy 23rd birthday, Tua Tagovailoa. The highlight of his career so far is that great touchdown pass he threw as a freshman to give Alabama the national championship in 2018. The next year, Tua lost the championship game to Trevor Lawrence. the next year, Tua suffered a broken hip that cast doubt on his sturdiness. Since then, the whole notion of Tua is based in conjecture. The Dolphins were said to be tanking for Tua, but they didn't. They got him anyway at number 5 in the draft when Joe Burrow went number 1. Tua went 6-3 as a starter for the Dolphins this year, was benched here and there for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now the Tua drama is whether the Dolphins will keep him and he will become a star, or trade him for Deshaun Watson, who many think is already a star. So the existential question is, how can you be a potential star and trade bait at the same time?
Because we don't know. Something that folks just don't like to say, we've said it several times during this half hour. We don't know. They don't know. Even with Devontae Smith, who he threw that touchdown pass to as a freshman, we don't know. That's the glory, part of the glory of sports. Getting it right if you can.
Happy anniversary, Wilt Chamberlain. This is posthumous, of course. But on this day 59 years ago, Wilt set the one-game NBA scoring record with 100 points in a 169-147 Philadelphia Warriors win over the Knicks. The game was played in a small gym in Hershey, Pennsylvania, in front of about 4,000 fans. In those days, NBA teams played every once in a while in small regional gyms to build a fan base. Wilt was 36 of 63 from the field and a remarkable 28 of 32 from the line, considering he was a notoriously bad foul shooter. To put this 100 in perspective, the next high game is 19 shy. It's Kobe's 81 after the three-point shot was adopted. Wilt has 4 of the top 5 scoring games. That season, Wilt set the NBA scoring record, 4,029 points, an average of 50.4 points a game. That's not a typo, kids. 50 a game. The person not named Wilt Chamberlain who is closest is Michael Jordan with 3,041, 1,000 points behind. People don't understand how great Wilt was.
Because they don't want to. They want to tell you how great everybody today is. So tonight I'm going to go home and I'm going to queue up YouTube. I'm going to watch Wilt highlights. That's what you young dopes should do. Two people folks don't know nearly enough about, don't know how great they are. We'll do it in retrospect. Wilt Chamberlain and Jim Brown. Stop talking about other people and who's great today. Wilt, Jim Brown, and then go to bed.
Good job out of you, Wilbon. Good job. Go to bed, everybody.
Go to bed.
Happy trails to the Red Sox getting 3 outs. Alex Cora reinstated as manager of the Red Sox, waved his team off the field in the first inning of yesterday's exhibition game against the Braves. Cora took advantage of the new spring training mercy rule that allows teams to abruptly end an inning after their pitcher has thrown at least 20 pitches. Garrett Richards had recorded just 1 out and walked in a run with the bases loaded on his 23rd pitch. So Cora waved everyone in with 1 out and the bases loaded. Then Richards went back to the mound for the second inning and set the Braves down in order. It's a brand new world in spring training, kids. But after all, the purpose of spring training is to prepare for games that count. These don't, even though they charge admission.
The purpose of the veterans in spring training is to get the hell off the field and get to the golf course. You know this, right, Tony? Particularly the pitchers. You've been to spring training all your life. How quickly are the guys who are not pitching that day in that game out of that clubhouse in a car to a nearby golf course?
One error, I called the Hawks forward Dino Gallinari. Of course, it's Danilo, but we're friends, so I call him Dino, and we're quick to the big
Let's
finish
do it.
Now. Nikola Jokic put 39, 14, and 9 on your Bulls last night. How did that taste?
It's a great game. We can't stop anybody with size, Tony. I mean, Embiid had like 50 a couple of nights ago. The NIT will be down from 32 to 16 teams, all at large. I think all the games are in Texas. You okay with that?
It should be a mid-major tournament. It hasn't been relevant for 40 years. MLB will allow players to look at in-game video on dugout iPads this season. Is that a good change?
Yes, I'm tired of the catcher's signal argument. Put the iPods out there. Football players do this all the time on the sideline. The Texans released 41-year-old Josh McCown. Is this the end of the line for him?
Well, he was hot to trot with the Cardinals in 2004, so it might be. Last one, Suns at Lakers tonight. 3 in a row for the Lakers.
Oh, the Suns who you discount could catch the Lakers if they win this game tonight, Tony. I'm just saying. Could be in second place in the West. Could be.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
George Mallet, it's up, baby. It's up behind you.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them.
Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.